Appendix C, Proposed Public Affairs Guidance. Preparing and obtaining approved guidance. PAG is an operational tool that guides commanders and their PAOs in applying doctrine and policy during major military operations, exercises, and contingencies. DoD policy requires that commanders provide the PPAG to the ATSD, PA, as the sole approving authority by combatant commands and others, as required for all major operations. This requirement includes major training exercises that could attract international or national attention. PAOs commonly prepare PPAG at their echelon and forward that PPAG through command channels for approval. PAOs ensure PPAG is coordinated with appropriate staff and other organizations as appropriate. PAOs cannot use PPAG without appropriate echelon approval. See DODI 5405.03 for PPAG guidance. Upon receipt of the order, the commander, through the PAO, requests PAG from higher headquarters. PAG may be included in an alert order or operation orders. Commanders direct their PAOs to prepare PPAG to forward through command channels to the appropriate approval authority. Commanders of combatant commands ensure that the staff coordinated the PPAG with appropriate organizations within the theater of operations whenever possible, such as embassies, country teams, host nation governments, and subordinate commands. Proposed Public Affairs Guidance Format and Content. PAOs submit PPAG by email as a document with 1-inch margins and Times New Roman 12-point font. They avoid using all caps font. Insert NA for not applicable for each numbered PPAG paragraph that is not needed or does not apply for the specific PPAG. The format for PPAG is as follows. Classification, Subject, Paragraph 1, References, Paragraph 2, Background and Coordination, Paragraph 3, Public Affairs Posture. It includes active PA posture and response to query posture. Paragraph 4, Holding Statement. Paragraph 5, Public Statement. Paragraph 6, Themes and Messages. Paragraph 7, Questions and Answers. Paragraph 8, Public Affairs and Communication Planning Instructions and Command Relationships. Paragraph 9, Media Operations. Paragraph 9.1, Owned Media. Paragraph 9.2, Media Information Centers. Paragraph 9.3, Media Embeds or Embarks and Space Available Travel. Paragraph 9.4, Media Operations. Paragraph 10, Public Affairs Points of Contact. Paragraph 11, Declassification Instructions. Classification. PAOs normally submit PPAG via unclassified email on a non-classified Internet Protocol Router Network, NIPRNET system, and marked CUI for Controlled Unclassified Information as the first line of the document. However, PAOs determine the classification of the PPAG according to the classification of the material from which the PPAG was derived and the sensitivity of the event itself. Subject. The subject line of the PPAG states Proposed Public Affairs Guidance for insert name of operation, exercise, or event. For purposes of distribution and coordination, the subject remains unclassified. If PAOs cannot use an operation, exercise, or event name, they will use an unclassified short title. When the authority approves the PPAG, PAOs will change the subject line to Approved Public Affairs Guidance, PAG, for returning it to the submitting DoD component. Paragraph 1, References. Following the subject line, the first numbered paragraph lists references. This paragraph includes all pertinent messages, orders, DoD and military services publications, publications that apply to PA policy, and the release of information to the public, strategic communication or other guidance, and other documents as appropriate that informed the process of drafting the PPAG. PAOs use the most current version of all references. This paragraph lists references using a lettering system, such as A, B, C, and, if applicable, include the message, date, time, group, and the publication date. This paragraph explains what each reference means and how it contributes to the PPAG. This section is generally not for public release. Paragraph 2, Background and Coordination. This paragraph explains the purpose of the operation, exercise, or event and describes any significant existing or anticipated problems and limiting factors. It explains how and why DoD assets are participating and why PAG is needed. The paragraph gives background with historical information, as well as a description of the current situation. The paragraph may also include communication objectives, key audiences, and other planning guidance on how stakeholders coordinate PA activities among agencies and host nations. This section is generally not for public release. Paragraph 3, Public Affairs Posture. This paragraph states the overall PA posture for the operation, exercise, or event. It also states which DoD component retains the PA lead. Only two PA postures are authorized for use: active PA posture and RTQ posture. Active public affairs posture. An active PA posture is recommended whenever possible. An active PA posture involves using various communication methods and mediums to stimulate public and media interests, such as distributing press releases and inviting media to cover events, exercises, or operations. The term active can have multiple meanings. Not all active PA postures are the same, with some more limited in scope than others. This posture is specific. For example, if the intent is to start in an RTQ posture and then move to an active posture, this paragraph provides as much detail as possible. For example, using a holding statement until an initial announcement by a public statement or press release. This paragraph provides specific guidance on what tactics commanders desire after the initial announcement. Response to query posture. An RTQ posture is recommended when there is a desire not to take action to generate media or public interest beyond responding to media queries. On occasion, the PA posture is RTQ until a certain point in the planning and execution of an operation, exercise, or event. At that time, the RTQ posture may change to an active posture. On other occasions, the PA posture will remain RTQ for the duration, or until completion of a military operation, exercise, or event. All PPAGs should specify all units or personnel authorized to respond to queries. Release authority at the lowest possible level with security at the source is recommended. Some PA personnel mistakenly believe there is a passive option to not say anything about a specific military operation. Not responding to a query is not an option. Professional communicators should always be able to respond using a prepared holding statement, even if it is something as simple as "the information you are asking for is classified and not to be discussed publicly." If applicable, clearly identify when an RTQ posture will change to an active PA posture. Paragraph 4, Holding Statement. PPAG contains a holding statement PAOs use before release of the approved PAG. Usually, the holding statement emphasizes the nature of the planning process and stresses operational details PAOs are not to discuss before an event, operation, or exercise has been formally announced. PAOs can modify this approach as circumstances dictate. When using a strict RTQ posture, sometimes the holding statement may also serve as the only public statement. Paragraph 5, Public Statement. A PPAG usually contains a statement for public release. PAOs use paragraph 5 in an active PA posture to announce the military activity initially or to respond to queries in an RTQ posture after an operation has commenced. If making a public announcement, this paragraph states who will make the announcement, the method of announcement, the preferred time and date for the announcement, and the rationale for the recommendation. If commanders desire a combined announcement with a host nation or other United States government agency, PAOs include complete details of the methods, time, and procedures in this paragraph. PAOs usually make public statements 1 to 5 days prior to the start of an event. If PAOs intend to make a public statement long before the event begins, they explain why that action is necessary. If the public statement requires multiple paragraphs, PAOs identify each paragraph as a subparagraph of the message. This paragraph explains the time to make the initial announcement, the method, for example, press release, spokesperson, or social media, and the command. The statement should include the word "begin" in parentheses at the beginning of the statement and the word "end" in parentheses at the end of the statement. The last sentence of any statement should identify points of contact or a web address to gather additional information. Paragraph 6, Themes and Messages. This paragraph lists broad themes and specific messages or talking points to use in support of the operation, exercise, or event. These themes and messages may come from a PA communication strategy or other planning guidance. All communication in support of the PPAG consistently aligns with these themes and messages. Successful PA personnel understand that themes and messages provide guidance and are not expected to be used verbatim. Themes and messages should be concise. If applicable, PAOs specify whether some talking points are restricted for use by specific personnel or commands. Paragraph 7, Questions and Answers. Questions and answers, often called Q&As, are developed to enable PA personnel to respond to the majority of anticipated questions with a recommended range of the most likely and most difficult or politically sensitive questions expected. PAOs arrange the questions and answers in one paragraph and number them sequentially. For example, Q1, A1, Q2, A2, Q3, A3. Questions and answers are for use in both active PA and RTQ postures. If applicable, PAOs specify which questions and answers are restricted for use by specific personnel or commands. Paragraph 8, Public Affairs and Communication Planning Instructions and Command Relationships. This paragraph defines the approving authority by level of command and procedures for the release or clearance of information. This paragraph indicates if there are other proposed PA activities, considerations, or assumptions, and whether this PAG is part of a larger communication strategy involving other elements of communication. This paragraph provides the timeline of communication delivery and events, such as legislative engagements, local audiences, think tanks, and regional security centers. PAOs include in this paragraph planning information that does not otherwise fit in the PPAG format that may be unique to the individual operation, exercise, or event. Examples include information regarding political sensitivities, media analyses, description of the communication environment, or command PAO recommendations regarding coordination issues. This information is generally not for public release. Paragraph 9, Media Operations. This paragraph explains the rationale on whether owned media, such as professional communicators, ComCam, American Forces Press Service, American Forces Network, and external media coverage is encouraged or not desired. This section is generally not for public release. Paragraph 9.1, Owned Media. This subparagraph provides instructions on the use of DOD-owned military media, the degree of freedom of movement, including whether escorts are necessary, and the submission and screening of VI materials. PAOs include instructions and information for submissions to the Defense Imagery Management Operations Center, known as DIMOC, and DVIDs. PAOs also specify if host nation-owned media are involved. Paragraph 9.2, Media Information Centers. This subparagraph provides instructions on whether centers are single service, joint, or combined. It delineates who is responsible to establish the center. It gives a generic description of its composition, such as Joint PA Support Element, United States Army Desk listing, for example, Army Major and Staff Sergeant, or United States Navy or Marine Corps Desk listing, for example, Navy Commander and Marine Corps Sergeant. This paragraph also establishes the center's functions, such as coordination of all media and PA activities, clearance of United States military-generated news material before release, production of news material for release, and escort of accredited news media representatives. Examples of the various types of media information centers include the Joint Information Bureau, Press Information Centers, and Combined Information Bureau. Paragraph 9.3, Media Embeds or Embarks and Space Available Travel. This subparagraph states whether embeds or embarks are authorized and which command will handle such requests. It lists detailed requirements for news media representatives, such as valid passport, working media visa, local accreditation requirements, protective equipment, and funds for food, lodging, and return travel if military air is not available. Additionally, this paragraph provides instructions regarding assistance to continental United States-based units for handling requests from news media for accompanying travel before and following the event. It identifies commanders authorized to provide media transportation on a space-available basis. This paragraph provides a chronology of potential events that would be of interest to media. It specifies media ground rules, if established. Paragraph 9.4, Media Operations. Consistent with AR-360-1 and any supporting guidance from the higher headquarters and approving echelons, this subparagraph provides guidance for using digital media, including social media platforms, to inform families and other interested audiences about unit activities in support of military operations. Digital media websites can be a platform on which units create a command or unit presence. This paragraph indicates whether command and individual service member usage of digital media is encouraged or discouraged to upload photos or post stories. It provides best practice instructions if appropriate. All service members must remain cognizant of the power of connected media and understand that every word and photo reflects on the United States and its military. Every word and photo should reflect the appropriate tone, given the circumstances of the military operation. Paragraph 10, Public Affairs Points of Contact. This paragraph lists all relevant point of contact names, phone numbers, defense switched network, commercial and cell phone, if applicable, and email addresses. If applicable, information also includes after-hours contact numbers and email addresses, if different from normal duty hours. Paragraph 11, Declassification Instructions. This last paragraph describes the declassification instructions in accordance with DODI 5230.09, if required. Fragmentary Proposed Public Affairs Guidance Format and Content. The format and content for a fragmentary PPAG is the same as for a PPAG, but may contain less information than a full PPAG submission. PAOs remove the sections not needed or not applicable for the specific fragmentary PPAG submission. They number each paragraph sequentially. At a minimum, a fragmentary PPAG must include the following: classification, subject, background and coordination, PA posture, holding and public statements, themes and messages, points of contact. Submission procedures. All PPAG and fragmentary PPAG email submissions from the commander through the PAO to the approving echelon must include an attached document that can be edited as needed. In the text of the email, the commander formally requests echelon approval and specifies the date it is required for use. The email identifies the document as being fully coordinated and theater approved and lists all commands and agencies that coordinated on the PPAG or fragmentary PPAG. If the document is transmitted to the approving echelon before it is fully coordinated, the submitting command will ensure the approving authority is promptly informed of the results of the remaining coordination. The PPAG or fragmentary PPAG request email includes all coordinating agencies as information addressees. If in doubt about whether to submit PPAG or fragmentary PPAG, commanders or PAOs seek approval through their higher headquarters in coordination with the Defense Press Office, DPO, Directorate at the approving authority. Most PPAG submissions are CUI and emailed via NipperNet through a higher echelon PAO to facilitate approval by the ATSD PA, which allows for fastest interagency coordination. In rare instances, some PPAG requests are classified and require submission to the ATSD PA via Secret Internet Protocol Router Network CIPRNet email. All unclassified/for official use only PPAG submissions submitted by CIPRNet email will be summarily disapproved by the ATSD PA and sent back without comment. Classified PPAG submissions should always contain an unclassified public statement to respond to query. While the entirety of the PPAG may not be used for the public, an unclassified public statement ensures the public feels informed. If applicable, PPAG submissions include an explanation of why a specific date is desired for the initial public announcement. Some submissions are time-reliant and must not be released until it is deemed acceptable. The commander, through the PAO, submits the PPAG via email to the applicable DPO media officer at the ATSD PA. The commander sends the email as early as possible, but no later than 30 days prior to desired initial announcement date. If the PA office does not intend to make an active announcement, then the commander sends the email 30 days prior to the start of an operation, exercise, or event. Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs staffing procedures. PPAG or fragmentary PPAG requests are assigned to the appropriate media officer from the DPO directorate, usually the media officer who directly supports the submitting DoD component. The media officer then becomes the primary point of contact for the submitting DoD component and is listed under the point of contact, paragraph 10 of the PPAG or fragmentary PPAG. Review. The DPO media officer reviews the PPAG or fragmentary PPAG submission to ensure that it is complete and complies with DODI 5405.03. The media officer then determines which DOD or executive-level organizations need to review the PPAG, determines an appropriate suspense date for return comments, and requests reviews and comments. The media officer reviews response comments for incorporation into the PPAG. If comments significantly alter the PPAG, the media officer presents the comments to the submitting DOD component and adjudicates any disagreements. If unable to adjudicate disagreements, the DPO media officer elevates the disagreement to the DPO director for resolution or guidance. Approval or disapproval. Upon adjudicating and incorporating all the inputs, the DPO media officer prepares a cover memo and submits the final PPAG to the DPO director. The DPO director then recommends approval or disapproval to the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Media Operations. Upon confirmation of approval, the PPAG becomes official DOD PAG. The DPO media officer emails the PAG to the submitting DOD component and all relevant addresses. If disapproved, the media officer sends the PPAG back to the originator for changes and resubmission for staffing. ATSD PA does not issue the PAG via message traffic, but DOD components are authorized to retransmit in message traffic if desired.